I've been dealing with a lot of preachers, a lot of people, and I've seen this, and I've seen this destroy good people. I've seen it destroy good churches. What I'm about to speak to you about, Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Yes, Father, thank you for the opportunity. God, thank you for what we're able to do for Brother Clayton. Now, Lord, would you bless the remainder of the service with your presence and power, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Prove the will of God. I was in a meeting not long back, and a group of preachers there, several in the front row, and I got right down in one preacher's face, right like this. I didn't get real close. I didn't spit on him, amen. I did that from back here. But I looked him right in his God-given eyeballs, and I said this. I said, can you prove to me the will of God? And he went, go ahead and ask me if I can do that.
Come on. Hey, Cliff, can you prove the will of God?
I sure can. Hey. Amen. I'll take you all the way down the road. I'll take my Bible, show you the verses. I'll show you the notes that were written in beside them when God told me what to do. Right. And there's no doubt in my mind I'm exactly where I belong this morning.
Yeah. Right.
And that preacher, I mean, pastors. Listen, I watched this destroy a church because the pastor couldn't find the will of God for himself.
Right.
And I can prove that. I'm not talking through my hat.
Amen.
And then destroy the church and blame the church for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And blame men in the church for it.
Amen.
And he was a liar, and I know better, because I counseled him. Stand right in the parking lot of the church and say, what would you say if I told you that I was going to be throw my hat in the ring to be the next pastor, and if I was to be the next pastor of this church? I said, if you can prove to me it's the will of God, I'm with you all the ways.
Amen.
I try not to say I'm behind you. People from behind you can stab you in the back.
Right.
Amen. I said, I'll be with you all the way. And so his very response, Brother Clifford, was this. How would I do that? And I knew right there it was over. I knew it was over. And so I gave him how. He never did that. But I watched that same man stood up in front of the congregation, told them they were out of the will of God. Get all done with it, go out in the parking lot, talk to another man, and that other man stood almost in the same spot where I was standing with him that time, a few years before, and asked him, he said, can you honestly tell me it's been the will of God for you to be here as the pastor for these last few years? And his direct answer was, no, I cannot.
Oh,
what's that tell you? There's a lot of preachers roaming around the country that are just roaming.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. They're just bumping along. Amen. Trying to find God. And they should have found God before they hit the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. People see me pull in on that rig 41 feet long and that dually pickup truck. And man, the first thing out of their mouth a lot of times is, oh, I wish I was a rich evangelist. I say, I wish I was too.
Come on,
amen. I'm not in evangelism to get money. In fact, I gave everything I had in this last offering. Amen. Everything I had. And here it is, amen. What are you going to do when you got nothing?
Trust God.
You better. And you better know you're in the will of God. Because
yes.
If you're not, you're going to pay the bill.
Yes.
I'm glad I don't pay my bills. One of my son-in-laws asked me, Dad, how do you do it? I said, do what? How do you pay your bills? I said, I don't. You gotta pay your bills. I said, no, I don't. Yes, you do, man. You're gonna starve. They're gonna take your stuff. I mean, you gotta pay. I said, I don't have to pay my bills.
Amen.
They're not my bills.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
I have to do what I'm told. The truck broke down about 3 months after we bought it. I said, Lord, your truck is broke down. I'm sure glad it's his because it was a $2,500 bill and I had nothing and he paid it and I'm in the middle of nowhere in Texas. And I still can't tell you who, what, where, when, why, or how. But God did it and I got a chance to preach to the whole Ford dealership because of it.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you, you better know what the will of God is. You better know how to find it. Well, man, tell me how. I'm glad you asked. Amen. First thing you better do, of course, you better know God. Amen. That's a good idea. Good thing to be saved. Amen. But he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice. Right there is the first step. Is your body a living sacrifice? Have you laid it all on the altar? I mean, all of it. Get it all on there. Amen. Start with salvation. Settle that thing. Make it clear. Make it clear that he's your father. Because I know one thing about fathers, man. They will grieve and groan. And amen. They'll cry and they'll weep before God. And they'll do anything they can to take care of their children. Amen. Beg, borrow, steal. You've heard it all, right? I'm going to tell you something. A good father will give everything he's got to make sure his children are taken care of.
Amen.
Amen. Why is that? Because that's what God the Father does. You his child, you better settle it. Amen. There's a confirmation to God in that presentation. Lord, here I am. I can remember the day just like it was yesterday. It's been 41 years. 249 Squire Avenue, Goldsboro, North Carolina, Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, 10 o'clock Saturday night, March the 7th, 1981. I went down a drunken dope head and I came up, amen, a preacher.
Yes, sir.
And little did I know that I was going to be a preacher when I got off the floor. I'm here to tell you, amen, confirm that thing. Settle it with God. Settle it!
Yep.
Quit fighting it, man! Why are you fighting God? You ain't going to win!
Amen.
You're going to lose! And then there's conformation to God. It's in that transformation process. Be not conformed to this world. You know what this world's out to do? Even you, Christian, destroy you.
Yes, sir.
Look around, man. Look at what's been going on lately. Open your eyes. Pull them out of the sand.
Yes.
Blow the sand out, man. Take a look around. Confirmation. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. You know what you're looking at in here? Amen. And I've been around here long enough that I know there's several families that have been transformed.
Amen.
Amen. They are not what they were when I first came.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Been a transformation process. And then next, get in that book. Anybody know how your steps are supposed to be guided?
By the word.
What Brother Clayton tried to exhort folks to do? Get in the book, read the book, hide the book in your heart. Amen. Psalm 37:23 says this, the steps of, I'm sorry, not 37:23. Yes, it is. 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered.
Yes, sir.
Ordered. Sam, you were military there a little bit, right? Did you ever get any orders given to you? Did you ever make enough rank to give an order? Peter has. I know he's a sergeant already, right? Is that fun or what? But you know what you do when you give an order? You know there's somebody above you that's going to take care of that order. Amen. If they give you any slack. And you know one thing about it, you better get that order fulfilled, right? God's got an order. He wants to order your steps.
Come on,
brother. I mean every one of them. Amen. Take my old Bible. This one's newer. It doesn't have as many steps in it. But you look in there and I'll show you the order of my steps. And I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to... God will do it for a hillbilly. He'll do it for anybody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, if he's going to order them, what's he going to do? No. Again, the psalmist prayed this, said this, whatever, wrote this in Psalm 119, 133. Order my steps where?
In thy word.
You got the word right there. Can you show me any steps? Can you show me any place where you needed direction and God said, right there?
Come on.
Can Can you show me where you're in a meeting and God, through the preaching of the Word of God, said, right there. Can you show me where a friend came by and just gave you a verse for the day and you can go back and say, right there. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. You get in the will of God, you got an enemy that ain't going to like it. And you're going to have to tell him to take a hike and go back where he belongs in hell and stay there. Why? Because you've got God's orders and you're not going to step aside from God's orders. You're going to take God's orders. You're going to follow God's orders until the day God takes you home.
Come on.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, I beg you, figure out what the will of God for you is. I don't care if you got to crawl off on the mountain, man. I don't care if you got to fast and pray for a week. Doesn't matter what you got to do, but you better do it. You better get along with God somewhere and you better figure this thing out. Because you ain't got long left. This thing's winding down fast. You ever watch an hourglass? As the sand gets closer and closer and closer to the bottom, what happens? It picks up speed. And this thing's a picking up speed.
Yes!
Get it figured out. Say, what's God want me to do? If you're not saved, he wants you to get saved. If you're saved and you're fumbling with it, he wants you to figure it out. Amen. Find out what God wants and do it with all your might.
Yes.
Brother, when it's all said and done, what does it say? Yea, happy is that people in such case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes.
Steps a good man ordered by the Lord. The rest of that verse says, and he delighteth in his way.
Yeah.
Anybody knows me knows I'm not a happy camper. Don't you call me a happy camper. I'm not camping in that machine out there. I'm living! I'm living! I'm living! And I'm telling you, I'm a happy liver!
Yeah.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice. Brother to you. Tag to you. Brother to you. You're it. Tag to you. Sam, I don't know how this thing works. Amen.